白天三次的聚会。
I thank the church for arranging for the meetings on Friday, Saturday, as well as today.
也谢谢大家继续的支持我跟师母的短宣的工作。
And I also thank everyone for your continual support about our mission work.
我常常被邀请到不同的教会讲宣教年会，好像下个礼拜我要去。 Bay Area 一个教会讲宣教年会，礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天。
I've been invited to different churches to speak on the topic of missions.
但是我从来没有向任何教会讲到我短宣的工作或者需要带导的事情，因为他们邀请我都是有主题、有重点要讲，我就很少讲个人的事情。但是这个教会是唯一一个教会。 你们邀请我分享我们的侍奉的工作，来为我们带导。我非常跟师母来谢谢大家多年来在这方面的支持。And
I rarely talk about my own work because when I get invited, oftentimes they have themes. And so I thank you with my wife. We thank you for inviting us to share about our own ministries.
昨天下午我们就分享一点。 我们短宣工作的情况或者果效。And
so yesterday afternoon, we shared a little bit about our short-term missions.
光是过去的一个暑假，我就去亚洲三趟，包括香港、大陆、印尼、马来西亚不同的地方，来服侍主短宣，主要是做培训的工作。
In this past summer, I've been to Asia three times, including Hong Kong, Indonesia, and Malaysia, to build up co-workers.
所以谢谢大家继续的为我们带导，很多次都是会遇到意外的事情，包括飞机误点啊等等。但是感谢主你们的带导，让常常让这些很紧张的事情都可以。 平安的度过工作，没有受干扰。I
thank you for continuing to pray for us because there sometimes we run into mishaps and thankfully all these things worked out well.
我想请问大家手头上有这样的这个差遣年会手册的，请你举起来。So
please raise your hand if you have a booklet for this missions conference.
不到一半人有啊。 可能你们带回家就忘记带来了。
So it looks like less than half of people have the booklet.
留在家还好，但是千万不要丢失了，因为这里报告很多教会支持的宣教士他们的工作，不然的话 out of sight, out of mind, 我们就忘记为他们带导。
And so if you have forgotten this at home, please don't throw it away because it has a lot of information about the missionaries that the church supports. And so we can look at them and know how to pray for them.
假如你现在还没有拿到的，请你举手，顺利弟兄现在派给大家。
And so if you don't have one, please raise your hand.
请你举手。
Shinli is handing them out.
现在拿到的可以放下，没有拿到继续举手，那顺利就晓得你是需要一本。
So please keep your hand up until you receive.
海外的宣教士需要你们带导，继续的在神面前纵向的为他带导，让他们横向的侍奉有果效，有恩典。These
overseas missionaries need your prayer support so that they can be equipped by God to share the gospel.
这边还有人没有啊？请你继续举手。
So please keep your hand raised.
到远方的宣教士好像放风筝一样，假如风筝一放，那个线断了，那个风筝就不舍得跑到哪里去。宣教士跑到海外，需要你在后方及时的用祷告给他们联系、支持、写信问候啊等等。
And these missionaries are similar to kites. So if you let go of the string, then they wouldn't know where to go. So they really need your prayer support.
还有谁还没有拿到手册的，请你举手。这里还有，这边还有一位，顺利。好，大家有手册的，你可以翻开手册，你就可以看见 我们礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天三天聚会的这个主题分题。
And on the cover, you can see the topics of our meetings on Friday, Saturday, as well as today.
今年教会的主题是合一的生活。
And the theme for the church this year is to a living as one.
所以配合教会整年的主题，现在已经十月了，我就把宣教年会那个内容跟这个主题连在一起，所以题目叫做活出合一见证的宣教。
And so to go along with this theme of the church, and it's already October, I've titled this the missions conference as Living as One and Christian Missions.
讲英语的弟兄姊妹，礼拜五、礼拜六没有见你的面，也不晓得有什么事情发生。我现在简单补充一下，礼拜五晚上，我们从圣经的教导来看合一见证的宣教，圣经的教导是什么？主要是用约翰福音十七章耶稣大祭司的代祷。
And so for the English speaking who have missed the meetings on Friday and Saturday, on Friday we share about the Bible's teaching, especially on how Jesus prayed as the high priest.
昨天晚上我不是查经，我们主要是实用性的讲怎么样向家人、同事或者回家乡探亲的时候，具体怎么样去做传福音的工作。
And yesterday, instead of Bible study, I shared about some examples on how you can share the gospel with your friends, with your family, especially the ones at home overseas.
今天是主日崇拜，所以我们又回来看圣经。今天早上是用腓立比书看一个活出合一见证的教会。
And this morning we return to the Bible as we will look at the book of Philippians to look at some examples of how to live as one.
把腓立比教会合一见证宣教的具体例子给大家看。
To show you some actual examples from the church in Philippi.
按照传福音。
And so in the year 49, Paul and Silas were spreading the gospel in the western edge of Asia.
没有想到在亚细亚省，圣灵不给宣教士保罗希拉讲道。
And in the province of Asia, they were actually prevented by the Holy Spirit to speak.
结果他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一大的地方，但是他们要往东北美西亚，就是东欧的地方下来，就是中国，但是基督的灵却不许，所以他们也没有办法。
So they went from there towards the northeast, but the Spirit of Christ prevented them also from going.
没有想到晚上在异象里面，保罗看见一个亚洲衣服装粗的人在梦里面邀请他们过来帮助他们，那个马其顿省就是欧洲最东边的一个省份，是罗马帝国版图里面的欧洲的其中一个要点。
And so one night Paul had a vision. He saw an Asian looking man from Macedonia inviting them to go there. That's the easternmost edge of Europe, a Roman colony.
昨天晚上我们讲了，保罗去了，过了亚洲的边境，跑到欧洲，腓立比就是罗马帝国在欧洲的驻军的重要的一个城市。
And so from Asia, Paul and his companions went to Europe, into the city of Philippi, which is a major city in the Roman Empire.
保罗的习惯，每逢到一处，都先到会堂向犹太人传福音，因为他相信福音是神的大能，要叫一切相信的人。但是先是犹太人，后是希尼人，所以他就先去会堂，没有想到腓立比不够十家的犹太人，所以没有会堂，只有犹太人在海边、水边祷告的地方， 保罗就去那里讲道。
It is customary for Paul to visit synagogues before he because he firmly believed that the gospel was first for the Jew and then for the Gentiles. However, in the Philippi, there was not enough Jewish families to have a synagogue, so he went to visit them in their praying place next to the sea.
昨天好像透布，所以用昨天晚上讲一点背景，今天只是简单的介绍一下腓立比教会。第一个信主的是一个做生意的希腊的女商人，叫做吕底亚，她是卖纸饰布的人。
And so the first person to become a believer in Philippi was a woman named Lydia. She was a businesswoman.
她跟一家都信主了。
She and her household.
腓立比欧洲第一个教会信主的是一个希腊人妇女做生意的吕底亚。
And so the first believer in this first church in Europe was a Greek woman.
结果保罗继续讲道，但是有一个有邪灵跑在他身上，可以替主人赚钱的一个婢女，每天走在保罗后面，给他免费的卖广告，介绍说这些人是神至高的仆人，你们要听他。保罗给他弄到烦得不得了。转过身来，奉耶稣的名把邪灵赶走。
And so there was a slave girl who had the ability through an evil spirit to tell fortunes. And every day she would follow Paul and in saying these people are servants of God. And so Paul got annoyed and turned around and drove out the evil spirit.
这个婢女的主人心里很气，我的婢女替我赚钱。因为有邪灵在他身上，有超人的能力，自身可以赚钱。现在邪灵赶了，他的摇钱树被砍下来，所以很气，就把保罗、希拉告到官里。没有想到这个官是糊涂的官，不晓得保罗是罗马公民，所以没有开庭审判，马上就打他，然后把他关在牢里面。
And so the master of this slave girl was very angry because he had lost this ability to earn money through fortune telling. So he took Paul and Silas to court, and as a result, Paul and Silas were in prison.
圣经说保罗、希拉晚上没有上网，没有电视，他们在那里唱歌，然后地震，然后门都开了，锁链都断了，那个狱卒就要自杀。因为按照罗马的规矩，你不尽你的责任去看这些奸犯，所以他就要自杀。保罗就大声的呼叫说：“我们都在这里。”
And so at night they were singing, and there was an earthquake where the door of the prison opened and their chains fell off.And the jailer was so worried that he was about to kill himself because it was punishable by death if he did not do his job. But Paul called out in a loud voice that we are still here.
Wow, Larry 翻译得真好。十六章二十九节，进居叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏在保罗、希拉两个坐牢的人面前，然后就问他：我该做什么才可以得救？
So in verse 29, the jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
保罗、希拉向他传福音，他跟他全家都信了主，因为信了神，都很喜乐。第十六章三十四节。
And so Paul shared the gospel with the jailer, and the jailer and his family all believed and were filled with joy.
欧洲第一个教会是腓立比，第一个信主的是吕底亚跟他的家人，第二个信主的就是个金居跟他的家人，信了主，全家都很喜乐。
So we saw the first believer in Europe was Lydia, the Greek woman, and the second believer was this jailer and his family.
第二天。官长叫这个禁居打发人叫这两个坐牢的走，保罗说人是罗马人，都没有开庭就打我，就关我，我不走，你们来请我，我才走。
And the next day the magistrates wanted to get rid of him, but instead Paul said, We are Roman citizens, and we were imprisoned unjustly without any trial. So we're not leaving until they come and request us to leave.
所以那个官知道自己犯法了，所以就乖乖的来请他们出去。
And so as a result, the magistrates came and asked them to leave.
腓立比教会第一个是做生意的女商人吕底亚，第二个就是看坐牢那里做管监狱犯人的进居跟他的一家。
So again, we saw the first family that I believe was Lydia and her family, and then the second one was a jailer and his family.
那个是主后49年的事情。
This happened in the year 49.
到主后62年, 保罗在罗马坐牢, 然后坐牢的时候, 他没有什么见物, 他就在牢里面为腓立比教会的人祷告。 每逢想起他们，就欢欢喜喜地为他们祈求。
And so later on in year 62, when Paul was in prison in Rome, he was thinking about the Philippians, and whenever he thought of them, he was filled with joy as he was praying for them.
大家有圣经的，翻开腓立比书第一章，刚才我讲的是从第一章的第3节到第5节，每逢 为你们祷告的时候，就是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天主后49年到如今主后52年，他说这么多年来，你们都是在福音的事实上 ，koinonia fellowship 同心。
If you have turned to the book of Philippians chapter 1, Here Paul says, I thank God every time I remember you, and in my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
哥林多教会是叫保罗心里最难过、最伤心的教会。Now
the church in Corinth was the one that troubled Paul the most.
纷争结党，其中还有保罗党、亚波罗党。 然后打官司，然后很多很多事情，连守圣餐都让圣洁的神罚他们，患病的、死的也不少。
There were conflicts and factions, and even on the communion, they had trouble doing that properly.
保罗写了4封信给哥林多教会，第1封跟第3封都不见了，只有第2跟第4封，就是我们的哥林多前书后书。So
Paul actually wrote 4 letters to the Corinthians, but 2 of them were missing, and the 2 we have are the book of Corinthians.
他写给哥林多教会的信第3封是一边流泪一边写，为什么哥林多教会纷争结党啊，打官司啊，淫乱啊，把自己的继母拿过来啊，乱用恩赐啊，聚会乱混乱的不得了啊，等等等等。
When he was writing the 3rd letter, he was literally in tears because of all these problems in the Corinthian church.
一边写第三封信，一边流泪。但是写腓立比书啊，一想起他们，哇，心里面就很喜乐。连坐牢的人在炉里面写这封信，在短短的4章109节里面，他14次讲了喜乐。
So in great contrast, Paul was filled with joy as he was writing this letter to the Philippians. And so many times he mentioned the word joy.
因为腓立比教会大家同心为福音的缘故，也跟保罗跟同工配合，大家同心来在传福音的工作。
Because they were united in one heart for the sake of the gospel, and they worked with Paul and his companions.
我们看刚才所讲的，就是保罗为他们祷告的时候，心里那种的欢乐。And
so let's look further about this joy that was in Paul's heart.
我们下一个 slide。在腓立比书里面，保罗常常提到他们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
I mean, in the book of Philippians, Paul mentioned many times that they are partners in the gospel.
譬如第1章第5节,
For example, chapter 1, verse 5.
在福音的事上, 你们是Koinonia, 你晓得我们教会都有团契, 青年团, 长青团, 妇女团, 这个团契这个字哪里来的? 是Koinonia, 就是大家有统一的伤痛的地方, 大家愿意合在一起, 大家好好的有交通, 有联系, 等等。
You know the word fellowship, we have various fellowships in church. The fellowship, the word comes from the word koinonia, which means people having something in common who spend time together and communicate it together. And so
在新月, koinonia, 这个有些时候叫做团契, 有些时候翻译做同心, 有些时候翻译做同心合意, 新约里面只用了19次, 但是13次, 都在短短的腓立比书里面来表示腓立比教会弟兄姊妹的同心，教会跟保罗一起在福音的事上同心团契。
And this word koinonia was found 19 times in the New Testament, and 13 of them are found in this book, Philippians.
一同劳苦，一同受苦，为福音的缘故。
So they labor together and they suffer together for the sake of the gospel.
和合本这个翻译, 更强调这个同心。
And in the Chinese translation, it further emphasizes this having one heart.
虽然Koinonia这个字只用14次, 但是翻译里面有很多地方, 都是表示教会的人大家是 同样的心智, 同样的感受, 同样的生活, 所以一同, 同心, 和合本, 在104节里面, 用了18次, 大概平均每6节就有一次。
And so in the Chinese Union Translation, 18 times it mentioned the idea of this living together, having the one heart partnership. So out of 104 verses, on average, about every 6 verses, there's one instance.
所以在电话里面，我晓得教会今年的 主题是合一的生活，我就想起应当用腓立比书，他们大家同心，跟保罗在福音的事上同心，来给大家分享一下。
So when I heard on the phone that the theme of this year is to live as one, I wanted to share with you out of Philippians.
请大家看腓立比书第一章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 3.
这里讲到保罗为他们祷告，是想念他们。
It says Paul prays for them as he remembers them.
大家看第二章20节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 20.
在保罗坐牢的时候，没人与他同心，但是他属灵的儿子提摩太跟他同心。
It talks about how Timothy was united with him in heart.
他说, 你要晓得提摩太实在 挂念你们的事，没有人与我同心。我实在挂念你们的事，所以在信里面来问候他们，也为他们代祷。
It talks about how Timothy really takes a genuine interest in the Philippians' welfare.
我们翻到第四章第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们试炼我的心。 如今又发生了，你们向来就训练我，只是没的机会。现在保罗坐牢了，他们就训练保罗，不光是训练他，他们在教会里面派一个同工，好像现在所讲的短宣队，跑到罗马的监牢里面去陪保罗坐牢，照顾他们。
I mean, chapter 4, verse 10, it says, I greatly rejoice in the Lord because of your concern for me. So Paul was actually in prison in Rome, and the Philippians care for him so much that they send a person to the jail to take care of Paul.
大家翻去第二章第25节，你就晓得从腓立比教会会友里面同工里面打发一个人去牢里面去照顾保罗，他的名字叫做以巴弗提。
Back in chapter 2, verse 25, see that Epaphroditus was the person who was sent to Rome.
没有想到以巴弗提代表腓立比教会去照顾保罗，到罗马的监牢里面，他自己倒过来生病，没有照顾保罗，保罗倒过来要去照顾他。
But unexpectedly, Epaphroditus fell sick when he reached Rome. And so instead of taking care of Paul, Paul was taking care of him.
大家看第二章二十六节，以巴弗提很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，不是因为他病了难过，因为他发觉腓立比教会的人听见他病了，他心里就难过，为什么？哎呀，对不起他，对不起大家，大家好意派我来照顾保罗，现在我生病倒过来，他来照顾我。
In chapter 2, verse 26, it says, Epaphroditus was distressed because he wasn't able to carry out his work.
不是因为他生病难过，只是因为腓立比教会的人晓得他生病，他觉得对他们令他们太失望了，所以他很难过。不过后来保罗照顾他，他好一点了。
He felt bad for disappointing the Philippians, and so he got better as Paul took care of him.
当他好一点的时候，保罗马上写腓立比书，然后把这封信交给以巴弗提，让他带到教会里面。
And so as soon as he got better, Paul wrote this letter and sent it back to Philippi with him.
所以保罗说，我越发急速地打发他去，叫你们再见他，就可以喜乐。第二章二十八节，我也可以少些忧愁。
And so in verse 28 it says, I'm all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you will be glad and I may have less
anxiety. 为什么要写腓立比书叫他带去啊？
So why did he write this letter for him to carry home?
保罗很怕腓立比教会的人瞧不起这个令人失望的以巴弗提，你真是不管用。
Because Paul was very afraid that the people in Philippi would look down on Epaphroditus for failing his mission.
保罗怕他们瞧不起以巴弗提，所以保罗说，故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，就是怕他们小看他，所以在信里面特别的讲，你们要尊重这样的人。
So in verse 29 it says, welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor men like him.
为什么？第三十节说，因为他做基督的功夫，几乎至死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不足之处。
And verse 30, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me.
腓立比教会不光是想念保罗，他们派自己的其中一个会员同工去牢里面去照顾保罗。
So they were concerned for Paul so much, they sent one of their members to go to jail to stay with Paul.
彼此相爱不光是在言语舌头上，乃在行为诚实上，腓立比教会就是这样了，来关怀这个宣教士保罗坐牢了。
So loving one another isn't merely words. They put into action, and they did this for Paul.
腓立比教会不光是关心保罗，也为保罗祷告。
And not only did they care for Paul, they pray for him.
请大家一起看第一章十九节，因为我知道保罗坐牢这个事情是为福音的缘故，但是他说，只要你们为我祷告，这样的话，神让我可以从牢里面得到释放， 终必得救，千万不要误会，那个不是保罗不晓得自己得救不得救，这里所讲终必得救是让他从牢里面可以得到释放出来。
And so back in chapter 1, verse 19, Paul says, for I know that through your prayers and the hope, the help given by the Spirit, that I may be delivered.
保罗坐牢，手脚锁在哪里，已经肉体很辛苦了。
He suffered physically in prison.
没有想到坐牢的时候，有一些倒计保罗的人在外面传福音。 因为你坐牢不能走吗？我们在外面可以去传福音，带人信主，然后就说你保罗没有用，坐牢，我们厉害，我们可以带很多人信主。所以保罗说，有些人传福音不一定出于真心，乃是出于假意。但是保罗说，无论如何，福音传开，我就欢喜了。So
that time, other people were spreading the gospel while making fun of Paul because what he could not accomplish, but Paul here says, even though some people preach the gospel out of the wrong motives, it does not matter because the gospel is preached.
保罗在坐牢的时候，就邀请腓立比教会为他祷告，让他在坐牢的时间可以短一点，他就可以出来得到自由，可以继续传福音。
And so Paul asked the Philippians to pray for him so that he would not stay in prison for too long, so that he can continue on his work.
我们跳到下一个 slide。腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹，大家彼此的关怀，彼此的代祷。In
the church of Philippi, they pray for one another and they care for one another.
而且他们的 Cornelia 他们的团契，他们的同心是在生活上、代祷上。
And this fellowship, this koinonia, was seen in their lives.
但是我们要了解一下，原来保罗也曾经要求教会的弟兄姊妹。
But actually, Paul had requested of the brothers and sisters in this
church. 大家看第四章十四节。然而你们和我在患难里面， koinonia 有团契。
In chapter 4, verse 14, it says, yet it was good for you to share in my troubles.
这个团契, koinonia, 在, 腓立比书里面讲了好多趟。
So again, this idea of koinonia was mentioned many times in the book of Philippians.
假如有人是写笔记的, 我把这些经文念出来, 你可以回去看看, 这里所讲的团契, koinonia, 是多方面的。 第一章第五节第七节。
If you're taking notes, chapter 1, verses 5 and 7.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
第四章十四十五节。
Chapter 4, verses 14 and 15.
都是讲到腓立比教会，大家彼此之间有团契 ，koinonia。 腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹跟保罗在福音的事情上为福音受苦，也是团契 ，koinonia。
I mean, it talks about many different aspects of this fellowship, koinonia, including suffering together.
特别是这个教会的人，他们那种同信，让保罗连坐牢的时候都很喜乐。
And so, to such an extent that their fellowship causes Paul's joy, even though he was in prison.
大家看第四章十节，我靠主大大的喜乐。为什么？因为你们试炼我的心，如今又发生了。你们向来就试炼我，只是每的机会，现在我坐牢了，你们试炼我，为我祷告，让我心里面很快乐。
Chapter 4, verse 10, Paul says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. So now that Paul is in prison, the Philippians can
care for him. 假若我们不知道腓立比教会是怎么样的同心, koinonia, 也跟保罗同心的话, 我们就会觉得好奇怪。
So if we didn't know how the people in Philippi were united in heart with Paul, we would not understand what he's talking about.
你看腓立比书，看不出他那个时候是坐牢。他讲喜乐，喜乐，喜乐，四章里面总共讲了14次的喜乐。
Because if you just read the book of Philippians, you would not know that Paul was in prison because he kept talking about joy.
举个例子，我们打开第四章第一节，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐。Chapter
4, he began by saying, Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and I long for, my joy and my crown.
第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐。
Again, in verse 10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
第四章第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
And in verse 4, it says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice.
坐牢的保罗没有自由。
Paul did not have any freedom in prison.
坐牢那个时候不像现在，现在坐牢有空调的，有电视的，有上网的。 有 free medical care 的，以前保罗为福音坐牢，很辛苦的。但是辛苦里面，他一想到哥腓立比教会的时候，他就说：“我很喜乐，你们也要跟我一起喜乐，你们就是我的喜乐。”And
so the prison back then doesn't have all the modern conveniences that we have today. But Paul was in such great joy that he wanted to share with the Philippians.
所以为福音坐牢的宣教士。 因着腓立比教会弟兄姊妹的同心的生活，他那种心底里面的喜乐是超越了环境的。So
this joy in his heart surpasses his surroundings because even though he was in prison for the sake of the gospel.
他们的同心，他们的 koinonia 让保罗是超脱他的处境。 因为他坐牢的时候，外面的人传福音要给他比赛，让他心里特别的难过。但是他想起腓立比教会的同心，他就喜乐了。And
this idea of the Philippians being united in heart was the source of Paul's joy.
所以当我们教会同心，神会使用我们，成为别人的鼓励，包括海外的宣教士。
So as we work together, united in heart, God can cause us to become encouragement for others.
下面我们看腓立比教会里面好几个同工也是同心的。第二章19到26节，提摩太跟保罗同心同工。We
look at a couple of co-workers in the church. Timothy and Paul, they were united in heart.
2章19-26是讲到提摩太，2章25到30是讲到以巴弗提。And
then the last part about chapter 2, it talks about Epaphroditus.
以巴弗提28节，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。And
Paul talked about him as a fellow co-worker and soldier.
然后保罗在第四章第二节就提到两个姊妹。And
in chapter 4, verse 2, he mentioned these two sisters.
一个叫尤亚爹，一个叫做神都基。One
of them was named Euodia, and the other one is Syntyche.
保罗曾经在腓立比侍奉的时候，这两个姊妹曾经跟保罗同工。So
when Paul was in Philippi, these two sisters worked with Paul.
假若这个是神都基，我是保罗，我跟保罗跟神都基一起侍奉的时候，大家同工没有问题。So
if I were Paul and I work with Syntyche, there was no problem.
假若这个是尤亚爹，保罗跟尤亚爹才侍奉同工没有问题。And
when I Paul worked with Euodia, there were no issues also.
但是后来保罗去别的地方侍奉主了。 这两个姊妹就合不了了。But
as Paul left the church, these two sisters could not agree with each other.
虽然腓立比教会非常同心，但是有这样的两个姊妹合不了。
So even though the Philippians were known for their being united, these two sisters,
保罗曾经可能劝过他们要大家同心, 但是劝不了。
And Paul may have encouraged them to be able to work together, but he didn't succeed.
所以大家一起看第四章第三节。
So in chapter 4, verse 3,
我也求腓立比教会的众弟兄姊妹邀请你们 给我配合去帮助这两个女人让她们同心。
And so it says, I ask you, my loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended by my side to be able to work together.
非常同心的腓立比教会不是十全十美的，其中就有这两个姊妹合不来。
So we see that the church in Philippi was not perfect because these two sisters could not agree with each other.
所以在腓立比书第二章，保罗就把耶稣基督本来是在天上，他是在愿意下来成为人，成为奴仆，为我们受死，把耶稣的谦卑最美好的榜样拿出来。
And so that's why in chapter 2, Paul gave this example of Christ's humility, how he gave up his heavenly rights to come down to for our sake.
不能同心就是我瞧不起你，我看不顺眼。
So not having one heart means that I look down upon you, I don't like you.
但是基督耶稣是完全相反的，他放弃天上的荣华，放弃与神为同等。 他甘心成愿成为人，成为仆人，服侍人。But
quite the opposite that we see how Jesus gave up his heavenly rights and came down and even became a servant.
保罗把基督谦卑的最高的榜样拿出来，提醒腓立比的教会，特别提醒教会的弟兄姊妹，帮助这两个。
同工让他们可以同心。 So he gave this example of Christ's humility to remind the members in the Philippians church to work together and to help out these women.
腓立比教会有很多人跟保罗同工的。
And so there were many co-workers that worked with Paul.
但是保罗没有办法把所有的人的名字都写下来。
But he could not list them all by name.
所以他就举了一个例子。 哥利免，大家看第四章第三节。
So in verse 3 in chapter 4, he mentioned the name Clement.
然后再补充一下，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都记在生命册上。
And he says, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
教会常常在年报里面汇报。 过去一年教会的事工，
Sometimes we see in the annual report we talk about the things we've done in the past year.
有些时候会说，哇，今年我们的主日学在某一个弟兄姊妹领导以下，主日学人数多增两倍。
Sometimes we might say that because of so-and-so's leadership, we have doubled in attendance in our Sunday school.
哇，主日学的校长看到那个，很不错。
So the person in charge of Sunday schools feels really good about it.
但是教会很多弟兄姊妹暗中的侍奉，不一定别人都知道的。But
there are also brothers and sisters who have served that nobody noticed.
圣经也教导我们，进食、施舍，都不一定要吹号让人家晓得，是心里面来服侍主，是让主看的，所以。 教会的名册上可能没有记录，但是你放心，你们的名字都记在上面的生命册上，这个是你跟我的安慰。So
a lot of times when we serve the Lord, we may not get noticed, but we are reminded that God has this book of life, and God knows what we have done for Him.
请你转到最后的一个 slide， 那里讲到腓立比教会的同心合意一起的生活。 同心合意跟保罗配合的侍奉，那里讲到有三方面。
So lastly, in chapter 4, it talks about three areas of how they were united in heart.
再下一个，就是保罗 坐牢的时候是主后62年，起初在腓立比教会侍奉开始教堂的时候是主后49年。
And so again, when Paul was in prison in Rome, it was the year 62.
所以第一章第五节说，从头一天，主后49年，到如今保罗在罗马坐牢，主后62年，十多年来，教会的弟兄姊妹都是在传福音的事上唱 ，Koinonia 团契同心。
So in chapter 1, he said, from the first day when you came to know the gospel until now, some years later, they continue to be united in heart.
1年2年同心不容易。
And we know that it's difficult enough to be united for a year or two.
不要讲教会的人，就是夫妻两个人在管孩子，在什么事情上同心，你要十多年都同心不容易，都吵架。
Even when we talk about husband and wife, you know, to be united in heart to teach the children, to raise the children, it's difficult.
但是从头一天直到保罗坐牢，十多年来，整个腓立比教会美好的见证就是有合一的生活，以致他们在传福音的事情上，神很用他们，在欧洲第一个教会，神用他们。
And so this is why God was able to use the Philippians because they were united for more than 10 years.
我们翻去第四章第十五、十六节。
And let's look at chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
我们找到有中文的可以同声念，这个是我们结束了。腓立比人啊，同声的念，你们也知道我初传福音，离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外并没有别的教会供给我，就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用。你要明白保罗为什么替教会的人很喜乐。
And here in verses 15 and 16, we see why Paul has such great joy.
腓立比是在欧洲的一个重要的罗马的住房城。
Now Philippi was an important Roman city.
是在马其顿省里面的一个城市。
A city in Macedonia.
腓立比那里建立教会了，保罗就离开。
So after he established church in Philippi, he left.
离开以后，一直到他保罗写信，十多年来没有别的教会供给宣教士的需要。
Until the time he wrote this letter, more than 10 years, no other church provided for his needs.
只有腓立比教会十多年来不断的不光是为他祷告，派以巴弗提陪他坐牢，他们是一次两次的来供给保罗的需要。
So for more than 10 years, they continue to provide Paul, not only in prayer support, but in other things as well, even sending someone to stay there with him.
所以我们看腓立比书第一章第六节，保罗就说，我深信十多年来以前在你们心里动了善功的主，他会在你们当中成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And so in chapter 1, verse 6, we see that Paul said, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
给我们看见腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹是怎么样同心。
Showing us how the brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi,
他们的生活是同心的。
How they were one in heart.
侍奉在兴旺福音里面同心的。
For the sake of the gospel.
也跟宣教士保罗同心。
And they were in one heart with Paul.
主啊，求你就祝福我们这个教会。
Pray that you would bless this church.
不光是我们一起生活的时候有 koinonia 同心。
Not only when we live together, we would have fellowship.
也为福音的缘故同心合意兴旺福音。
That would, we would be united in one heart to advance the gospel.
求你继续透过这个教会祝福很多派到外面为他们代祷的宣教士机构
And through this church, you may bless the missionaries sent to overseas.
我们深信那在我们教会弟兄姊妹心里面动了善功的主, 必成全这功。
And we believe that he who started this good work will carry it on to completion.
直到基督耶稣的日子,
until the day of Christ Jesus.
我们感恩交托祷告, 奉耶稣名求。
We pray in thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Larry.